Greg Proops is in France. He's on the phone with us. What are you doing in France, Greg Proops, comedian extraordinaire, international traveler?
Well, Mark and Mark.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you up.
There's a gig here in France, a stand-up gig. It's at a place called La Java, and it's in a very kind of dicey neighborhood here in Paris. Upstairs was a bunch of men smoking hookahs and glaring at me. I came in, I got on stage, and I said, it's nice to be performing underneath where the Al-Qaeda meets here in Paris.
Al-Qaeda. Hello, Al-Qaeda meeting
Hello,
upstairs.
Hello, where the Al-Qaeda meets.
Al-Qaeda upstairs.
Apparently no one had ever said that before, even though to me it seemed clearly like that was what was going on.
So did people laugh, or were they like, ooh?
Oh, no, they loved it because, you know, when you're playing underneath a place in a jazz club and above you, the eventual destruction of the society you live in is being planned. It's an exciting and kind of momentous event.
Sounds good to me.
People in America always say things like, hey, you're going to France. Let me ask you something, man. Do they get your humor over there? And it's like, well, dude, how many times do you go see, like, French comedians in America that speak only French? Oh, you never? So I guess they figure, like, French people are lining up to see me because I was on, like, you know, Pourquoi line, is it anyway?
Big Proops, though, isn't like French humor? I mean, am I wrong in characterizing? I mean, there's French intellectualism, and then there's French humor, which really revolves around, you know, mugging men making fart noises. Am I wrong?
Well, no. No, you're not. There's of course, the farce, and then there's the bourgeois comedy of manners, yeah. And then there's men falling on the ground and acting like babies and wearing diapers and making fun of Japanese people. And that's the excitement. It's all expats who come to the show. But there
so
are
those, those are your openers?
Yeah. Johnny Meme. The French people who come to the show, and you can tell the French people in the audience because they don't laugh. They simply nod and then turn to each other and discuss every joke.
You're all hard.
And, of course, bush bashing, always a winner. Even with the Al-Qaeda guys, they like that stuff, too.
Sure, they probably come down for that.
Yeah. They're torn away from their apricot-flavored tobacco or whatever.
Yeah. Go ahead, Riley.
No, Greg, I wanted to ask if people knew over there about these explosions, one of which Marin kind of saw the immediate reaction to because he was riding in a car a block away from where these two grenades went off near the British consulate.
Oh, yeah. Now, my understanding of the latest information I've got from CNN, the disinformation network, is that they were homemade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they were. What happened, Mark? You were riding nearby?
Yeah, well, I was just I was coming down Second Avenue. I saw the fire trucks and stuff. Then we got to when we actually got to work. Apparently, somebody planted some explosive flowers in some flower pots, you know, out front that were meant to barricade the consulate building from some stuff. But what is the feeling of, like, do you feel any pending sort of, is there still fear in France? Because France is pretty there's a lot of tension, racial tension and terrorist tension. Is there any of that going on?
Not really, not so much in France today, and I didn't even think the English news is. I mean, obviously everyone was a little bit flippy about the consulate thing, but it's not as bad as you might think here. They're also in the midst of the World War II week.
They lost that one, I think, right?
No, they won.
No, we got a W in that one.
Yeah.
So it's not as although it is being reported here, obviously. But the big news is, of course, the British election, and then the French have an EU referendum coming up at the end of the month. So they're.
And where are you going now? Where are you going? You're going to go. You're going to go back to England, or you're going. You traveling anywhere else?
No, I'm going to London, and then I'm coming to New York after a week's time to come out and do my little chat show.
What is that?
Well, I do one in Los Angeles at Largo, which you've played at, of course, many times. It's a hipper than thou place where the audience doesn't actually laugh. They just write stuff down. And then they email someone that they work for at Paramount.
People don't realize that's how show business works, is that there's literally just, you know, 500 people in show business calling each other all day long and ruining people's careers over, you know, just, you know, show. If you have one bad set at Largo, if two of the right people are there, they can ruin your career internationally.
Oh, I know. It's fantastic. No, people don't realize that show business is actually the smallest fraternity on earth.
Yeah.
And that we actually do all know each other and are susceptible to our whims.
What was that thing you said once? It's like, you know, three guys named Josh in some
way. It's true. In L.A., whenever you go into a room, there's three angry guys named Josh. As a comic who's been around a long time, what I need is a Jewish guy named Gary who's 27 years old to really get my worldview out there and write a sitcom premise for me.
So the chat show.
The older man.
Now I want people to know that you're not traveling internationally because you can't get work in the United States. You're one of the most popular comics around.
That is my opening line.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, you know, there's a strange sort of group of comics that sort of tour around the world that nobody really knows about anymore. You don't have to go into that, Greg. But
well, if you wish, Rich Hall, who is tremendous. He lives in England, and he tours all around the world and stuff. And
he'll tour several different characters, given you know whatever he feels like doing on any given particular day.
No kidding. Yeah,
so tell me about the chat show, because that's going to be in New York. You're going to come in and do our show in New York, and you're going to you have live guests, and you do a whole thing?
Yes, pal. I'm glad to. It's a live chat show. It's not on TV. It's not for the TV. It's in a cabaret at Joe's Pub. It's a public theater, which is a really nice little room.
Great.
With a bar and a piano and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Lip Synca, the famous lip syncing drag queen, is also a concert pianist, and he's going to be my musical director. The guests are Jeff Goldblum and Lewis Black, and you'll get to hear me and Lewis riff together, and then Jeff Goldblum and I will riff together, and there's mirth and mayhem and merriment, and I'll do a set as well, and it's really nice. It's really casual. It's the I don't mean to be dismissive in any way, but this is how I have to put it in order to get the message across. It's the anti-Leno. I actually listen.
Yeah.
And there's humor. I don't mean anything by that. I don't want the crowd to go, well, you're just bitter because of course I'm bitter. Look at me. I'm just saying that it's a live chat show. It's not a TV one, so we're not pressed to get people's product across. Although Jeff Goldblum is in a seditious little play on Broadway right now called The Pillow Man.
And I think you're called, actually, Greg, if I'm not mistaken, you're called lyrically bitter, aren't you?
Yeah, it's lyrically bitter, poetically bitter.
Yes.
Poetically bitter.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds great, man. So do you know Jeff Goldblum from before? Is this something you put together? I mean, I know you know Lewis. But
Lewis,
Jeff...
of course, we've known 100 years. I'd like to lie to you and tell you that Jeff Goldblum and I roll together. And
yeah.
We've been, just hoo-banging and smoking blunts and listening to jams.
But...
Yeah, but
no.
The truth is I met him through another actor friend, Ileana Douglas, and she hooked me up with him. So that's how I got him to do the show, and I'm looking forward to throwing down with him on the night because he's a very interesting, funny, weird guy.
He is very intense. So we'll have you in when you come back to New York. That show's going to be on May 16th at 9:30 at Joe's Pub, and we'll talk to you when you're in the city. Greg, have a good time. Be careful.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care,
good luck
man.
In Cincinnati, brother.
Thanks, man. I'm having a good time.
Thanks.
Yep, sun's coming up over the Shell station outside of my